This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Is anyone going to be in heaven who will come up to you and thank you for having a part in giving out the Word of God? That person will thank you for being interested in getting out the Word of God because the Word reached them and enabled them to be saved. That, my friend, is going to be a part of the reward that we will get in heaven. We need to recognize that, he says. It's a wonderful hope to look forward to the time when Christ Jesus comes to take the church out of the world, but it's even more joyous to know that someone who trusted Christ because of your witness will go along with you to meet the Lord. You say, Randy, do you really believe that, what he just wrote? Yeah, I do. I really do believe that in heaven our knowledge will be made perfect, so people will come up to us that we never knew on earth and say, you prayed for me, didn't you? You gave to the mission in India that reached me with the gospel of Christ. You helped me with something in Mexico that blessed my life. And the stories will go on in ways that you and I can't even begin to fathom or imagine. I really believe that with all my heart, that we will have people come up to us in heaven in eternity and say, thank you. Thank you for what you did for us. The ultimate reward for Paul's ministry was not money, prestige, or fame, but believers whose lives have been changed by God through the preaching of the gospel. That is to be your motivation and my motivation of anyone who seeks to further the kingdom of God. Now let's look at verse 6 of chapter 3. But Timothy now has just come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He's told us that you have memories of us, pleasant memories, and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. Paul mentions two words, their faith and love. And I kept thinking about that all week, the two things that he recalls about them, and then I thought, that's all that matters. When people speak of you after you're gone, you know the only two things that will be worth talking about in eternity, your faith in Christ and your love for people and your love for Him. You say, how do you know that? Paul in Galatians would say, the only thing that matters is faith in Christ expressing itself in love. Listen to that again. The only thing that matters, it's the only time I know of where Paul uses that phrase, the only thing that matters, faith in Christ expressing itself in love. If that's true, what kind of faith and what kind of love are you manifesting? Am I manifesting in life to the people around us? So that when people recall you, they will recall your faith and love. I want to suggest those are the two most important things. Do you realize all the things we talk about people? Well, he's put on a little weight, hadn't he? Well, you know, she's looking a little heavier, a little thinner, whatever the case may be. She's kind of lost some of her youthful vitality, and we go on to talk about people, and the only thing that matters is faith and love ultimately. When people talk about you, they talk about me or the person next to you. Faith and love. I want to talk about verse 8. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. What's it mean to stand firm in the Lord? I'll tell you one thing it means is to stand firm in the Word of God. Listen carefully. I'm going to say something that somebody will interpret politically, but it's not a political thing. We live in a culture in 2013 that is hedging on the Bible. I see it every day. Here's what people do. Well, you know, I'm not sure what I believe about what the Bible says about this, and I'm not sure I agree with this, and we're hedging. We're not standing firm in the Word of God. We're standing firm in the culture. And I'm afraid we're living in a culture in 2013 that has greater influence on the church than the church is having on the culture. Church isn't molding the culture. The culture is molding the church. If you don't believe it, just look around you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.